Anderson Seldon, what can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Michelle, giving you a return call back from EagleMoss.
Yes, ma'am. I had requested more than 2 months ago a manager to call me because I had ordered, the build-up subscription kit for the Ecto-1 in, September? You should have me on your thing there, Terry Anderson.
I would have to locate your account. Do you have your account number?
No, I do not have that present with me. I'm at work.
One moment while I go ahead and try to search by your first and last name.
Terry Anderson, and the phone number used to pop it right up because I used to call them and they would automatically know who I was.
Okay, one moment. Yes, sir, I do apologize for the hold. Could you verify your address and also your email?
3049 Vane, V-A-N-E, Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68112. And I believe you have GASPARDEPEW at gmail.com.
Thank you. And this is for the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 build-up?
Yes.
Okay. How can I assist today?
What's the status on this order? Because the last times I've called, it was all being held up over a 99-cent pin.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, at that time I said, I waited a month. I called them back and I said, can I speak to your supervisor? So I spoke to that supervisor. I said, no, I need to speak to your supervisor because you're slowing up this old guy that I was getting this thing for. Since he's dead now, he passed, and we should have started this thing, months and months ago. So I don't know what happened and why it's taken so long to hear anything or to know anything about it, because it doesn't seem to have, been going on.
Okay. Yes, sir. So it does show that the next shipment is delayed due to that pin is out of stock.
Right. And, a $2,000 sale or a 99-cent pin. You go ahead and send us out the sale, and we'll start on the subscription. You can send me the pin at any time, right? No, we can't do that. So I wanted to speak to a manager to see if we could get this circumvented, and nothing ever became of it. And like I said, I left messages for people to call me months and months ago. No one's ever made a phone call to me.
Okay, so I can confirm if we have an ETA on when those pins will be back in stock. I can be able to check that for you. One moment. Okay, thank you for that, host, sir. So I do apologize. No, sir, we don't have an updated ETA on when the item will be back in stock. Once it does, the shipment will automatically resume ship, and you'll receive an email confirmation confirming.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to cancel my order then, because if I, you know, a 99-cent pin is going to hold this up. Like I said, this is a $2,000-plus sale. That particular die-cast car is probably worth $2,400. And a 99-cent pin is going to hold you up from selling that to me? I tried to speak to management to get around it and everything else, and you guys have just ignored me. So cancel my order.
They go ahead and get that canceled. You'll receive an email confirmation confirming that it has been canceled as well. Is there anything else I can help with?
Yeah, I would talk to your bosses and say, hey, look, this guy's making a great point here. This might make you look good. A 99-cent pin from China that they don't know when they're going to get is holding up a $1,000 sale. Do you not see the irony of that?
Okay. Yes, sir, I do understand. Is there anything that I can assist you?
But, you know, like I said, I attempted to speak to your manager. I attempted to speak to his manager. He said he left them a message. I've never received confirmation calls from anybody. Everyone I've spoke with on the phone, just like you, has been very cordial and very good. The original gentleman who took my order on a Saturday was absolutely awesome.
All right, thank you. Is there anything else I can help with today?
No, ma'am, there isn't.
Okay, I do want to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Could you please help with one question survey after the call?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.